Avezi beis. Yochol lefroisa v'chol loshon. Yizah mitir yeshiva shvoisi loshon v'taktiko k'moi v'loshon hakoi. Mitzadadin, one can say Kriyashma in any language. But if you use whatever language you're using, you should pronounce the words properly. If your brewer is not so happy about doing this, he says you should avoid this, because we don't know the translation of various words into other languages. Still into Russian. Another point is that if you say another Russian, you have to understand Russian also. Hebrew, if you don't understand, you cannot be saying it's a Russian. It's an absolute written word. So other languages, you understand it. Just sounds to you. You said before, I think you should say Russian Polish. Sid Gimel. Sarech, Mashmiya, Lozner, Mashmoyse, Mephil. Lachatrila, you should say loud enough and you can hear what you're saying. Both in Krishna and the Bibles of Krishna. And Lozner, Lozner, Yosef, Levan, and Shriyosef, and Sosa. Did not hear what he's saying. So, this is Shaykh to the study of Hilhu. So if he said it, just, he said it very quietly and you can't hear what he's saying, then definitely is. But if he did not say anything, he just thought it, as here and you pass him here is La Kedivah. Not great. Even so, in Sid Talad it says, Machmas Koyle Oynes Ache Koyle Kriyashma Beliva Yotze. The person was sick. He went through some surgery on his vocal cords. He can't speak. He's too weak to speak. It says even so, he's Yotze. And Shavu says, when it says Yotze over here, there's nothing, he's Yotze. Because we said before we pass him here, is not considered like speaking. But upon him, you'll get schar for the fact that you're in the Kalaba. Oh, Machmas Shemaim. Late. Now, the technicality in the midst of you not doing it, but the concept you're doing. So, if a person gets better in the course of the day, then you should say it again. Ramos says, it's a person that can't speak, this is the way you should do it. If your brewer brings from a taz, and the person gets up in the middle of the night and can't wash his hands, he doesn't have water, he wants to drink something, so he can't make the bracha because his hands are not clean, he says you should think the bracha because you're an oinus. It says that the Mati Yehuda, different Nachman, disagrees with that because let him go and look for water. It's not the same thing as a toilet that's sick. There's another issue also that if you can't wash his hands, you can just wipe them on something nearby. So we should not rely on this concept of thinking the bracha. There's another issue if you can't speak, to have somebody else make the bracha for you, it waits you. This Janeth Ba'ina works. And since he's saying it, it's considered that you said the bracha by connecting to the bracha. Upon it, the concept of thinking the bracha is the bashalay the mokhim the matunah, the damit also the halvi the tayyib mokhim matunah. In place of its excrement in the life, then he's not allowed to even like think of that if he's in such a place. So if he's stuck in a room and he's in a jail or a tank or whatever it is, and the foul smell over there, there's no eitzim. So Avir should think to himself that I really want to do the mitzvah. And Hashem will also give him sorrow for that, that he really wants to do the mitzvah. He was then as Sifei Shliach. So Shliach Tziva Lashmiya Koyle Shema Yisrael Kedei Shem Shema Akol Kedei Yilu Kedei Shema Niyachar. Whoever's leading the minion should say Shema Yisrael out loud so that everybody should start together with him. It's more of a covenant for Akol Kedei Shema Akol that everybody does it together.